Okay, we're live. Ready? Jai Radhamadhava Kunya Bihari. Paramahansa, all Sutera, Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace. Abhaya Chanana, the Vatavananda, Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Anandakoti, Vaishnav Vrinda Kijai. Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vaidya Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Jai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopa Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturam Ki Jai Jagadatha Swami Ki Jai Munamai Ki Jai Shrimati Lassi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Om. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, so I guess I open up the book to sixth canto, second chapter, text 7. Sound right or what? That's it. It's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's all online. Let's read Bhagavatam.
677, is it?
627. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, and I'll just read the text. Ah. Ayam hi krita nirvesho janma kocham hasamapi yadvya jahara vivoso nama swasjayanam harahe. All right.
Sorry.
Who's going to go first?
Probably you wanted to go.
So you all have
it. Oh, nobody. Okay. I am Hikita Nirvesha.
I am Hikita Nirvesha.
Janma Koti Aham Samapi.
Janma Koti Aham Samapi.
Yad Vyaja Hara Vivasar.
Yad Vyaja Hara Vivasar.
Nama Swastiaya Nam Hare.
Nama Swastiaya
Nam Hare.
I am He Krita Nirvesho.
I am He Krita Nirvesho.
Janma Koti Amahasamapi.
Janma Koti Amahasamapi.
Vyajahara vivaso.
Vyajahara vivaso.
Nama swasti ayanam hare.
Nama swasti ayanam hare.
Ayam hi krita nirvesho.
Ayam hi krita nirvesho.
Janma koti amha samapi.
Janma koti amha samapi.
Yavajahara vivasho. Nama swasti ayanam hare.
Nama swasti ayanam hare.
Okay. So we'll do the word by word synonyms. I am. This person, Ajamil.
This person, Ajamil.
He.
Indeed.
Krita Nirvesha has undergone all kinds of atonement. Janma, births. Koti, of millions. Ong Hasam,
for the sinful activities.
Api,
even.
Yat,
because.
Vyajahara.
Vyajahara.
He has chanted.
Vivashaha. Vivashaha.
In a helpless condition.
In a helpless condition.
Nama.
Nama.
The holy name.
The holy name.
Swastiayanam.
Swastiayanam.
The means of liberation.
The means of liberation.
Hareke.
Hareke.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So, translation. Ajamil has already atoned for all his sinful actions. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives, for in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberation. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ijai. The Yamadutas had considered only the external situation of Ajamil. Since he was extremely sinful throughout his life, they thought he should be taken to Yamaraj and did not know that he had become freed from the reactions of all of his sins. The Vishnudutas therefore instructed that because he had chanted the four syllables of the name Narayana at the time of his death, he was freed from all sinful reactions. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verses from the Smriti Shastra. Namno hi avati shakti papa nirharane harahe tavat kartum nishaknoti pavakamam patthaki naraha. Simply by chanting the holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions to more sins than he is able to commit. That's from the Brihad Vishnu Purana. Avashenna pi yannamne kirtite sarva bhattakahe puman vimuchate sadhya singha trushtair mrigariva. With one chance, the holy name of the Lord, even in helpless condition or without desiring to do so, all the reactions of his sinful life depart, just as when a lion roars, all the small animals flee in fear. From the Garuda Purana. Sakrida charitam yena harir ichaksharadvayam abhada parikarastena mokshaya namanam prati. By once chanting the holy name of the Lord, which consists of the two syllables ha-ri, one guarantees his path to liberation, Skanda Purana. These are some of the reasons why the Vishnu Dutas objected to the Yamadutas taking Ajamil to the court of Yamaraj. So again, the verse. Ayam hi krita nirvesho janma ko chong hasang vapi ayadvija hara vipasho nama swasjayanam harahe. So, omagana timidanda shaganan jana shlakaya chakshur meditam yena tesvai shika vedam ha. Now you also notice when I chanted this verse, I followed the rules of Sandhi. So when the second line, when it says kot I amasam, I pronounce it kot yong hasam. So whenever you have, let's say, a Y at the end and a vowel at the beginning of the next word, you actually run it into one word. Mm-hmm. So I noticed nobody did that. So for me. Anyway, just a little bit of Sanskrit pronunciation. It should be janma kot yong hasam api. And that way you keep with the rhythm. Otherwise, you don't have the right rhythm. So, anyway, so this particular verse is about Nam Abhash chanting. So, Nam Abhash chanting means chanting, meaning something else, jokingly, derisively, any way that you chant the holy name, and you don't mean the holy name, you mean something else. Like the example I sometimes use is the Ramada Inn. Actually, it's a motel chain or a hotel chain. I don't know if you have it here in Australia like that. So someone chants that, Ramada Inn. Or the example used in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is that when a Muslim is being attacked by a boar, he chants, Ha Ram, O Ram. So this is particular understanding of the Namabhas chanting is actually quite important, and it's stressed in many different places. Now you're talking about the Valmiki Ramayana or the Ramayana. So of course we all know the story how Valmiki was tricked into chanting the name of Ram because he was chanting Mara, Mara, Mara. And even being tricked into chanting the holy name of Ram, he became a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now it's interesting, let us contrast what's happening here with Ajamil, with Valmiki's story. Because Valmiki became a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas in this particular story, Ajamil at this point doesn't become a pure devotee of the Lord by chanting. Because Ajamil is chanting Namabhash, but not under the instructions of a pure devotee. He has not received what we call the Shuddhanam. Because chanting Namabhash can give you liberation, but not pure devotional service. So what do we mean by liberation? Because oftentimes the devotees are confused with the difference between liberation and devotional service. So liberation in this particular context means freedom from karma. Bad karma, good karma, you know, all the different varieties of karma. That's what liberation means. So that's the same thing that one gets if one goes to the Rath Yatra festival. One gets liberated. It's not that necessarily one will go back to Godhead. Of course, their devotional services started from chanting Namavas, but and they're liberated, but not that they will necessarily go back to God, unless they take up devotional service and hear the Shuddha Nam. The Shuddha Nam is given, the pure name, is given by a pure devotee, because bhakti can only be given by a devotee, a pure devotee of the Lord. Bhakti is not even given by Krishna. As we hear from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is that? Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagyuan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Latapish, that the living entity is wandering throughout all the different worlds, and somehow or other, by the mercy of Guru, he gets the seed of the creeper of devotion. And then by the process of devotional service, he waters that seed, and the seed fructifies and eventually reaches the spiritual world. So that's extremely important. So what's going to happen with the Jamil here is that he is going to get a new lease on life, as the saying goes. You know, he's had a near-death experience. That's interesting. He's actually had a near-death experience. But when you actually read these different books about people who've had near-death experiences in this world, they're not near-death experiences because they weren't meant to die. So you find all these different... I'm sure some of you have heard about these different books or stories that people have written that, oh, I was lying in the hospital bed and I saw a clear light, or I saw all the angels, or I saw love, or I saw... I don't know what else. So my grandfather, or my grandmother, but that's not actually a near-death experience. And the only time you can have a near-death experience is when your karma is at the point you're supposed to die. So those people who basically stop breathing, or they flatline, as they say, flatline. You know what that means? That means you're looking at the screen. I was one time with one of my guy brothers and looking at the screen, and he was in the ICU, and his wife was there, and his wife was saying, oh, don't leave me, don't leave me, don't leave me. And she was even using his material name. And I was thinking, if he flatlines, I'm kicking this lady out. He said, get the hell out of here, lady. You're sending him to another birth, you know. Oh, Jeff. Oh, Jeff. Oh, Jeff. Yuck. So anyway. So people sometimes, they do flatline and they're brought back to life. You know, they take out the shock device, you know. Comes back. But that's not a near-death experience because they're not supposed to die. Neither the Yamadutas, the Vishnudutas, or the politicians come for them. Or their wife comes for them. Because they're not supposed to die. So it has nothing to do, their experience has nothing to do with what actually happens at the time of death. Does everyone understand the logic? Because karmically, it's not there. So what they're experiencing is the different brain interactions, you know, the different parts of the brain that are being stimulated. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. But here, Jamil is experiencing a real near-death, well, full-death experience, not a near-death, because he actually died. You understand?
Yeah.
So, according to the law of karma, he actually died. And then you have the Vishnudutas who save him. So, anyway, so the point is he got liberated, got a new lease on life, but he doesn't go back to Godhead at this point. He has to go to Haridwar and take shelter of pure devotees. Because Namabhash will not get you back to Godhead. And therefore, at that point, the same Vishnudutas come after he's taken shelter and chanted purely. The same Vishnudutas come and then they take him back to Godhead at that point. So it's in pretty much indirect right here. And then we can contrast that with the Valmiki story. You know, he got the Shunanam, and he was chanting under the direction of a pure devotee, even though he was meaning something else. But the pure devotees, the Sapta Rishis, you know, the five Rishis, gave him instruction. And therefore, he didn't have to go anywhere else. He just chanted Ram, 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 and became a pure devotee. And he saw Lord Ram's pastimes in his own heart. Another instance of this occurring when one gets the mercy of a pure devotee is the story of Haridas Thakur and the prostitute. So the prostitute, obviously, she had ill intentions. She was romantic. Anyway. But she had ill intentions. And her intention was to cause Haridas Thakur to fall down. And so she started chanting in imitation of Haridas Thakur, but because she got the Shudanam, she became repentant, and then she got the mercy of Haridas Thakur to become a pure devotee of the Lord. So you see the difference between, you know, Jamil's story and the story of the prostitute and Haridas Thakur and the story of Valmiki Muni. So you got quite a bit of difference happening here. So the point is that we are very fortunate to get the pure name from Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's followers. And if we chant the pure name purely, not only do you have to get the pure name, but you have to chant it purely. And in order to chant it purely, I mean, there's so many instructions about avoiding the 10 offenses and chanting with the mood of devotion, crying out for Krishna. And in this way, we are assured of success. So, anyway, so we'll keep it short. Any questions or comments on any of these points? Yeah, you can.
I was actually thinking, Gurmad, what are the chances of a person experiencing full knee death, like a Jamila, and then again practicing Bhakti Yoga?
The chances, well, if someone calls out the name of God at the time of death, you know. Like, let's see, who called out the name? Oh, yeah. Gandhi called out the name of Ram at the time of leaving the body. So he probably got a good chance. He said, Ram!
Maybe it's due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
Gandhi? Due to the mercy of Prabhupada? No, Gandhi was actually already, he was already chanting Ram's name. But he didn't, the point is, he didn't believe that there was ever such a person as Krishna, at least. Gandhi was, anyway, whatever he was. I don't want to offend anybody who's watching the class. Great soul. Deshbhakta.
Not Krishna Bhakta.
He was Deshbhakta. I mean, he is a hero. So we glorify someone for what they are.
He started going to, like, Ketans.
What's that?
He started going to Ketans.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Afterwards.
So, anyway, so that's why we try to get people to chant by Krishna's names by trick. Prabhupada said that's why we also give spiritual names to people. Yeah. So even if a husband and wife are arguing, they're just chanting Krishna's name. Oh, Radha! Oh, Krishna, I can't stand you! This way you're chanting, isn't it? It's nice. And Prabhupada very much appreciated, even when there were articles written in the newspaper, which, who knows if they're newspapers still. But anyway, where they were critical of the Krishna conscious movement, where they were chanting or saying, those Hare Krishnas did this, those Hare Krishnas did that, because they were chanting Nama Bhash. So it's our business to get people to chant. And as I mentioned many times before in class, I have this one disciple in the UK who gets people to chant Gauranga. You probably know that. And she goes around and paste things on the mailboxes and all over, and has these little stickers and Gurunga cookies, and everybody in her whole town knows her. So that's a devotee's compassion to get everybody to chant. And this was brought out in the conversation between Haridas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Ancha Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is basically where we left off when we were doing the Chaitanya Charitamrita classes. Mm-hmm. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Batita Pavana, was very much concerned about the plight of the conditioned souls. So he said to Haridas Thakur, you know, how to save all the yavanas. Mm-hmm. Yavanas means people who eat meat, basically. How to save all the yavanas. And Haridas Thakur assured him the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will save all the yavanas. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, what about the inanimate living entities, like the trees and the plants and all the other inanimate living entities? And Haridas Thakur replied that the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra will actually save these inanimate living entities. And the echo that one hears is the chanting of the inanimate living entities. Yeah. In a previous class I described, one may say, you know, how can a tree chant? Well, if you chant or sing or make any sound vibration, and it'll bounce off different items. It'll even bounce off the wall and get the wall to chant Hare Krishna. It's very subtle because the wall usually absorbs about 99% of the sound. Mm-hmm. But there's some bouncing off the wall. So the wall will become a devotee in the next life. No, the wall is not a person. But the trees, so in other words, the trees are responding to the chanting because there's some aspect of the sound vibration that bounces off of them and bounces back. And that is the chanting of the inanimate living entities, and they get liberated. So the devotees are very compassionate. Simply by chanting, they're liberating all the living entities who are in that particular area. So, any other questions? Yeah, jump free.
So those who chant, say they have a different religion, for example, the Muslims, they say Allah.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And then do they have a destination where they go somewhere, or they... let's take another life.
It depends on how devoted they are, how pure they're chanting.
So they can
purity is described as anyabhi lashita shunyam jnana karmana vrtamana kuyena krishnana shilana bhakti vrtamam. It's described as having no other motivation, either subtle or gross, including liberation. And also completely doing what God wants, being... doing it and doing it with devotion. That's the definition of purity. If they don't have that purity, they're not going back to Godhead. But that's still Namabhas chanting. It's a secondary name of God. You know, Allah means God is great. It's not a personal name. The name Krishna is personal, the name Rama is personal, but the name of Allah is not. It's like saying, oh my God.
Oh.
Or Yahweh or some other name like that.
Do they get a chance to say that they've been doing that with sincerity?
Yeah, why not?
They can become a Hare Krishna devotee in the
why
next
not?
Life, yeah?
Why not? Because if they do it in this life, they'll get killed.
Yeah.
I think Mahaprasad Kumar Dokta, he's Muslim. I talk to him and now he starts chanting his... because he sees me chanting.
So he's chanting.
So now he's chanting and he goes, you're good, you're very good. And so I just like talk to him all the time and I go to him.
So we encourage people to chant in their own religion. We're not trying to impose a particular name on people.
I have a Muslim friend and when I visited her, because she knows I won't eat anything in the house, they cook beef. But she's like my childhood friend from kindergarten up till now. She gave me, she said, what am I going to give you to eat? And she gave me your Mahaprasadam because she went, she's a Muslim. Went into her neighbor's house and got the Hare Krishna devotee's contact. Went and found some devotee who had your nuts. And when I visited her house, she gave me your Mahaprasad.
Wow. And that's why you're a devotee today. All right. Any other questions? Yeah.
So, you know how you mentioned we can actually trick people into chanting holy names?
Yeah.
Right. So, on that note, if the person's like in the mode of ignorance, you know, really Tamil Guni people, so isn't it like offensive or should we discriminate?
No, why is it offensive? Okay. You just don't tell people all aspects of the philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like we don't preach the glories of the holy name to those who are faithless, but we still get them to chant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't tell them, if you chant, you get rid of your bad karma.
Yeah. But if they're really ignorant, you know, and then, you know...
Get them to chant! We go to the bars and get people to chant in the bars.
Because he says, you know...
Devotees go out in Harinam and get all the drunkards to chant.
We used to go to McDonald's. We used to go inside the McDonald's in the city.
Oh, my God.
No, I
used to just go around inside and out.
Yeah, I only said that because we have the 10 offenses, right? So one of them...
No, it's to instruct the glories of the holy name.
Yeah, glories of the holy name.
We get everyone to chant.
Yeah.
But we don't tell them certain things. In other words, not only do we not tell them about the karma they get relieved from, but we don't tell them about the gopis. We don't tell them about anything because they commit offenses.
Yeah.
They'll either misuse the information or they'll commit offenses.
Yeah.
So you have to use discrimination. Mm. You tell people what they can hear without committing offenses. That's all. Just chant Hare Krishna. Give people prasadam. It's not offensive. We have to be compassionate. You know, even if the biggest demon was here, Ravana was here, we ask him to chant. He wasn't able to chant Ram's name. You know, anytime someone would say, you know, Shri Ram, he'd get angry. Isn't it? Actually, this is an interesting point that people who are grossly sinful, they'll have a lot of difficulty in chanting the name of Krishna. Now, I've told the story the other day, because some of you may have heard it, that when I first joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, my mother couldn't say the name of Krishna. Even there was one devotee there, and she's still around. Her name was Krishna Priya. And I introduced her to my mother and said, this is a nice devotee, Krishna Priya. And my mother said, Priya.
Wow.
She couldn't say Krishna. So it took about 5 years before she could say Krishna. I mean, she was really upset at Krishna for taking her son away. You know, after 5 years, 5 or 10 years, then she started coming to Ratha Yatra. And she started to appreciate Krishna consciousness. At one point, she wanted to deprogram me. She actually went, after she passed away, I told the devotees this before, I found a correspondence between her and the deprogrammers. And they were saying, you know, we can take care of your son and save him.
Mm.
And had they come to try to save me, I would have felt sorry for them. I wouldn't have given them such a hard time. They would have stopped their deprogramming. But anyway, but it took her time. And after that, she, I mean, even, of course, we tell the story of how she passed away, and she was hearing the holy name, and a devotee was with her, nobody else was with her. And so, but even about a year before she passed away, I was having a conversation with her, you know, calling her regularly. And she said, my son, I have something to reveal to you. I said, what? She said, I'm a Hare Krishna. And I said to her, guess what, Mom? I am too. and she said, wow, I didn't know that. Because she had some, anyway, she was suffering at the end like that. But Krishna took care of her.
Yeah.
Krishna takes care of the relatives when, you know, when they have devotees as their relative. Krishna takes care of them. We should be assured of that. Even if we can't directly get them to take up Krishna consciousness, Krishna will take care of them. All right. No other questions?
You said about liberation.
Liberation.
When somebody goes to the Dattatra and all that.
Yeah.
So, what does it mean?
And they start their devotional service. That liberation means they become free from karma.
So they still have to do the effort.
Yeah. It's not the ego. Jai Jagannath. And they jump under the cart, you know. And get squished. Back to Godhead, you know. I thought I could go back to Godhead by getting squished by the wheel of Lord Jagannath. I'd do it immediately. But you won't. You won't be able to do that. Even you have that story of Sanatana Goswami, who was going to end his life because he was thought he was committing offenses, you know, with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, you know, if I thought I could become Krishna conscious by giving up this body, I'd be prepared to give up millions of bodies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't advocate suicide. So anyway, so, yeah, that's the liberation that one gets. Namavas chanting or going to the Rath Yatra. Of course, going to the Rath Yatra starts your devotional service, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Namavas chanting starts your devotional service. You know, it's not just liberation. You're actually, if, as long as you're getting the name from a pure source. Like if you're listening to some of these famous kirtan people on the internet who are eating meat and have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness,
mm-hmm.
it will not start your devotional service. It's still namavash, but it won't start your devotional service. Devotional service is started when one gets the bhakti lata bij. You know, I've given that example many times. The first time I heard Prabhupada on the radio, it just started my devotional life. I was listening to the radio, I heard the Happening album in 1968 or something. And it just, my whole life changed. Just by little association with Prabhupada. Yeah.
One last question.
Sorry. One last question.
So, tomorrow. Just a follow-up from Prabhu regarding the Rath Yatra thing. So, for the devotees who are initiated and doing devotional service, if they're, for instance, doing some, like, Rath Yatra, for example, you know, this additional devotional service, so all their prabdha and aprabdha...
All the prarabdha, prarabdha karma.
All of them get...
Even by... No, anybody... Who hears the holy name, the parabdha karma, the aparabdha karma, the kuta, the vija, all gets...
No residue? Or?
There's a residue. Yeah. It's like a fan slowing down.
Yeah.
That's what Prabhupada described.
Mm-hmm.
We've all experienced that when we first come to Krishna consciousness, this fan is still spinning.
Then
it momentum. And it gradually slows down. All right? So, make one. I have to do my DD's puja. And we'll see everybody later. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.